So we have a really interesting story that unfolded a couple of days ago. Meek Mill, prominent rapper and really good friend with Bobby Kraft, says he was greeted at the door. There was a video at the Cosmopolitan and was denied entry. And he went to social media and he's like, this happens too often at these casinos and this place. They're racist. So let's talk right off the bat about what a casino can do in terms of denying you entry or taking you out of their place. Yeah, because there are a lot of people out there I saw on social media. It's like, they can do whatever they want. They don't have to have cause. Get out.
They don't have to have cause, but they also cannot deny anybody access based on the basis of ethnicity, national origin, religion, sex, everything that's protected by the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Because that, back in the 60s, you know, you had the whites-only restaurants, and this was intended to address that. You can't discriminate based on those protected classes. So can they 86 anybody they want? Sure. But if it gets challenged on that basis and they say, oh, yeah, we didn't allow him in because he's black, well, you're going to lose that. You're not allowed to do that.
In this case, it's not denying him rights from the casino. It's from a nightclub inside the casino. Is there any kind of difference there in terms of, I guess it's you pay cover to get in? So does that change any kind of like responsibility under the law at all?
No, it's about how you treat people differently. So if you are treating him differently because he's black, then you're in trouble.
Right.
If you're treating them differently, let's say they say, we don't allow anybody who's famous into this nightclub because it creates more, it's a harder environment to control, it creates security problems, so nobody who's famous is allowed in the security club, or, I mean, in this nightclub, they would win that if they could have proof that that's how they've treated other people.
And it seems, in this case, their defense, if you look, was that, first of all, the police were there earlier because it was overcrowded and they were trying to make sure the crowds were died down, and that, you know, under the fire code, they weren't allowed to let anyone else in. I mean, that seems like a pretty solid defense that would be tough to challenge, even if they were wrong, even if they were lying about it. That's a tough one to prove otherwise, right?
Unless you, on the video, you see other people going into the club.
How easy is it to get access of the video or to the video? Because that's what I was thinking right away. I'm like, well, it's going to be on video if they're denying everybody.
So generally speaking, without filing a lawsuit, you're not going to get a copy of the video. I mean, if he goes to the Cosmo and says, hey, let me see a copy of the video, they're going to be like, no, right? They're not going to give it to him. And they don't have to. But you file a lawsuit and you serve a subpoena, they got to give it to you. So the first thing you do is you send a letter that says, preserve this video.
Right.
We believe we have a claim. Then if they destroy the video, it's on them. They're going
to
have...
Well, how long do they have that they have to keep it otherwise? Can they say they just delete their tape every 2 days or every 3 days?
So there's a lot of differing opinions on that. The case law says a reasonable amount of time. And I think the lowest level I've ever seen as considered reasonable, but this is ages ago when data storage wasn't as easy, literally VHS tapes that you taped over was 7 days. Like basically we have a Monday tape, we have a Tuesday tape, a Wednesday tape, Thursday, so on and so forth. And we re-record over it on each of those days. But I think today, if you're destroying anything before 30 days, you're in trouble.
Would, I guess, in a case like this, where it obviously received national attention right away, would, say it was 30 days, that was a standard, that's what they kept, that's how they did it. And in this case, we know that it's going to be an issue, we know that this happened. Would they then have some reasonable expectation to keep it longer than 30 days if a lawsuit isn't filed, say, for 60 days, where you said, you knew this could come up? Like, you should have kept this.
I think after doing this show for 8 years, you're ready to take the bar exam. That's exactly nice. Right. You've spotted
the
issue.
Come on, don't don't do that.
You've spotted the issue, though, which is if you have notice or you know or should know that a legal claim is relevant to this, then you are not to destroy it. Indefinite amount of time. I mean, I guess beyond the statute of limitations, then go ahead. But generally speaking, you can't say, I got your letter on day 32 or destroyed it on day 30 when you already were pretty aware that something was going to happen here.
And then the other one is we talk about if you show the tape and you say, hey, you denied him entrance,
yep.
Then all of a sudden we watched 50 other people go into the club. So clearly that wasn't the case.
Yep.
Could they come back and say, those are reservations. Like those, because I know last time I was there last month, we had a reservation, and actually, ironically enough, was the only white person in my group. But like, we had a reservation.
Yep.
And I think they were denying some people, but we went in.
Yep.
Because we had a reservation. Could they then say, hey, we didn't deny, like, we did let other people in, but that's because they already had reservations. They were already, you know, had a table, and we were letting them in.
Cool. Let me see the reservations. Let me see the books of how many people got in.
Wow.
Were you already over the fire code? So you were letting people in past that? I mean, it still doesn't prove that he was denied because he was black. But when you start throwing out what your reason was, and then that reason gets disproven by the facts, it looks more and more like you're trying to cover up the real reason. And why would you want to cover up the real reason unless it was the wrong reason?
Makes sense.
We're talking about the Meek Mill Cosmo blow up over the weekend. Legal Insider Justin Watkins is in from Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Let's talk lawsuits.
Okay.
One, would you advise Meek Mill to go after the Cosmopolitan?
If he truly believes that he was denied access because he was black, then yes.
Okay.
Because he's going to lose out on that evidence if he doesn't get moving.
Flip side. Meek Mill said, if you come from our culture, you should never step foot in the Cosmopolitan Hotel. They just really racist as hell. Something has to be done in Las Vegas. What they doing to black people? Cosmopolitan. Defamation? Lawsuit? Go after Meek Mill? Or is it be careful what you're looking for here?
You could. I guess my only pause there is, do we have a universal fact-based definition of what racism is? And I think that there's enough to say that's a statement of fact. To say that somebody is racist is a statement of fact, because it means that they treat people of other races differently. Okay? So if he's saying that's the case and they say it's not, then they could sue him for defamation.
Let's transition sort of.
And they would be able to prove it based on data of their guests, right? So if data is for their damages, if the data drops for black people at their casino and their restaurants and their bars and their clubs, then they have a damages claim.